good fishermen have strategies. Like, first of all, the most important thing is fish where the fish are at. And that's what social media allows you to do. In our case, we have the lure is these wonderful images of kitchens and even before and after. We're so focused on the benefit to the consumer. Well, I have a different take on that. I think that social media actually benefits the business owner more. And here's why, Jeff, because it's a filtering system. It filters out all the tire kickers, all the people that are just out to get free information and steal their ideas. In our case, steal their design ideas.
Okay, welcome to part two of our conversation with Jim Gourlay. Let's jump right back in and get to how Jim is going to tell us about how to turn engaged kitchen cabinet shoppers into buyers using social media.
Whatever you put out there on the social media, ultimately, you know, there has to be something built into that blog page or that YouTube video or whatever it is. So can you talk to us about, you know, what kind of stories? Give me like three examples of where someone could start tomorrow. And then how do we build into that story some sort of, I'm guessing, a call to action to turn that person into a lead or make that person pick up the phone even?
Right, right. And even, okay, so yeah, let's answer the first question again. What is it? Capturing a story of your, this is the other thing we do that I found to be very effective is get the business owner very clear on their A-profile client. And what that means is who they really do their best work with, who they make the most amount of money, least amount of effort, that refers them to all their friends and family. And they and if they had 10 of those customers, they'd make 10 times the amount of money with less effort. Because once you get clear on who you're speaking to, you can craft a message, which is a story, relevant to what they want. And then you simply share your works. You share your passion. You share what you do. So if it's a kitchen remodel, you give them as much as you possibly can about that project. For example, the process itself. You know, we use empathy like the most important part of it. A good designer listens to their client, and often they get the job because they ask the right questions. They had empathy for the pain they were in with this old kitchen or this this new lifestyle that they wanted to create that had meaning of this new grandchild or whatever it was. So just by showing empathy in your story, sharing that is far more effective than showing the actual product. You know, back to our original point, it's not about the products anymore. It's really about
right.
people.
And so how do you convert that empathy into a lead? How does that work?
In really, you want to pull them. Eventually, you want to pull them outside of the social media. You really have to get them out of there. And you do that by creating a simple landing page, which is just a small website directly related to that project, and then you over-deliver. So in your social media, you have a link that takes them to the first start of a campaign where you give them more information about what they responded to. In our case, it's easy, right? We give them better images. We give them more information about the project. We give them an opportunity to listen to the designer being interviewed about their works, their art, and how passionate they are about what they do for their clients. So, and that's what fits into what your last point was, Jeff, and that was ultimately this is about a transaction and pre-qualifying them so that when they do call you, I personally think that we're at the stage now where it should be attached to a shopping cart or at least if you're going to do a free consultation, they have to at least give you some information about their project. But here's the great part, is at that point, they really value what you do for your clients. And it's like the best referral you can have because instead of relying on somebody else to explain your value and your services and what you do for your clients, they've been able to experience that online in a sequence, or in your case, a frame of how they do business.
So I think what you're saying, this is really awesome stuff, by the way. I think what you're saying is tell stories that have a purpose, they have a beginning, a middle, and an end that play to the emotional aspect of the end consumer, that show the end consumer somebody else, like them perhaps, who is experiencing this installation, right?
Yeah, this project.
You know,
yeah.
in a way that's qualitatively bringing joy to their life, that's transforming their ability to entertain in the home, that's somehow moving the needle on their quality of life.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right?
You nailed it, Jeff. I mean, really, okay. You went right to the heart of it, and that was got right to the meaning of it. Again, people buy emotionally, not logically, especially, again, if you understand where we're at in terms of Western civilization. You know, we're far beyond cooking food because we're hungry. It's an experience, and especially the clients that we serve, it's on the higher end, they can afford anything they want. Look, people have money. There is no shortage of money. What there's a shortage of is trust of who to spend it with and will they get what they want. And what they want is not based on, it's based on value, not based on the best price. This is back to the commodity. You know, we're done with that. Products are easy to get. But you can't get the services and the value-added components to a project. And again, this does not apply to stereo equipment or things that are where you can go to Amazon and get the best price. You know, these are products that require human interaction.
Absolutely. So where do most dealers go wrong with social media?
It's kind of unfair. To most small businesses, particularly entrepreneurs or solo entrepreneurs, is that everybody's telling them what to do. But the fact of the matter is, it's literally impossible for them to do a third of what they're told to do. They would sit in front of the computer, sunrise to sunset, every day and get nothing done but interact on social media. That's why, I'm really, really passionate about creating your relevant content and then letting automation do that. There is sites right now that can distribute that among a number of different social media sites, but if they don't take the time to, first of all, get clear who they serve, identify your e-profile client, and then begin to multiply that using the technology, then it's a complete waste of time, and it comes back to relevant content. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more work in advance to take one of your projects and deconstruct that to create the story. But once it's done, it's an evergreen campaign. It's done. It actually is so much more effective than what they're doing right now.
This is work. It's not impossible, but it's work. And
I think it's less work. It's less work than the way they're doing it now. Right now, that they're really are cutting the lawn with a pair of scissors in terms of interacting with customers that call, that ask them loaded questions, that want to get as much free information and advice out of them. Our business, you have to have some skills and there's some engineering involved. There's a lot to it. Well, the consumer has this entitlement attitude that's all free in the hopes that they may get the business. You know what? I think that we're beyond that. And as a result, a lot of the consumers don't even value the information. They're on overload.
I think what you're saying is social media is an opportunity to do what you do every day. As an example, I think you said, you know, people are calling up and or coming into the shop or what have you, and they're looking for free advice.
Yes.
Right? If you've got any kind of a consultant component to your business, which dealers do, you know, they want free design, they want free ideas, they want free, right? So social media is an opportunity to package all that up and scale it.
Absolutely.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. Also, the other thing is that we forget we're so focused on the benefit to the consumer. Well, I have a different take on that. I think that social media actually benefits the business owner more. And here's why, Jeff, because it's a filtering system. It filters out all the tire kickers, all the people that are just out there to steal free information and steal their ideas, in our case, to steal their design ideas, that's their intellectual property. You know, that's not for free. But what social media does, first of all, it allows you to contact people in a very specific market. And again, by doing that, there's a huge advantage because you can craft a message that's relevant to them. But it also filters them out. I have some designers that I'm recommending to them right now because they have such a line out the door of for the demand for the services that they really shouldn't even take a phone call until they've either paid for a design consultation. If they want to give them 15, 20 minutes free consultation, that's up to them. But if they're booked out 3 or 4 months, why would they even do that? You know, put them straight into a shopping cart and sell them a $150 consultation package of the project, and that's actually happening. So if you back to your original question, you know, how's it relevant to the business? This benefits the business more than the consumer if used properly.
Again, getting back to the prior question, what are dealers doing wrong? How would you summarize that? They're framing the opportunity wrong.
The number
first
one thing wrong is not getting clear on who their ideal client is, who their, I call, A-profile client. And
okay.
And sometimes the best way to do that is just determine what your F is. It's interesting because we actually have them bring their projects in when we do our workshops. But the best way to sometimes define your ideal client is to first find out who you don't want to do business with.
Now, see, what's interesting, Jim, I'm going to stop you just for a minute because isn't it interesting? I think people out there listening should pay attention to this. I asked Jim, where do most small business owners go wrong with social media? And he hasn't yet talked about social media. It's really important what he's talking about, right? I mean, Jim, what you're talking about right now is, number one, you've got to identify your A client. You've got to identify who you want.
That's
and
right.
We hear a lot of people out there, a lot of experts out there, Jim, saying, well, you know, it's all about the conversation and you got to get out there and you've got to, you got to have a strategy. I mean, ultimately that's what you're saying, right? But how do you have that strategy? So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jim. So number one, you got to know who, not only who your customer is, who your best customer is. So that, and where, I suppose, where they are on social media.
Jesse, that's what social media does. You know, let's just call it social media. To me, what social media is, it's the Internet 2.0, where social media has divided millions and millions of people so that you don't have to, again, appeal to the masses. Social media will put you in front of your ideal client once you identify them. That's really the power of it. It's a tool that you don't have to go through traditional distribution channels of mass advertising, such as the newspaper, such as the running an ad, or the yellow pages, for example. You can go to sites and go directly to the customer, your ideal customer, and then start having that conversation with them. That to me, Jeff, is the definition of social media, is access to a pool of fish that you want, other than a sea that of people that you really don't even want to do business with.
Right. So I think what you're saying is, and I love the fishing analogy, to kind of wrap this whole conversation up, you're saying that social media is your opportunity, Mr. Dealer, or Ms. Dealer, to chum the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're out fishing, right? And you're going to chum the water. First of all, you got to know what kind of fish you want. So you're going to chum the water, but then you're going to throw in some very specific lures. And those very specific lures, in the case of a dealer, isn't really a lure. It's that you know, it's more of a story, and it's a story that you tell that pushes people's buttons emotionally, playing on their sixth senses.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Daniel Pink. that really allow the end user to get all kind of crazy and emotional and start saying, you know, man, here is an example. This is a great story of somebody who really experienced something that makes me feel like I could experience that. That sounds close enough to me, like that, you know, someone could come into my house and tear up my kitchen. And at the end of the process, you know, maybe that's their fear, right? Maybe that's one of the fears that you play to in the story, that I'm going to have invested a bunch of my cash into this or take out a loan or whatever, and it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
Not only is it going to be okay, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be fun. You see, so yeah, Jeff, I really appreciate this because you totally get it, and you're right. The fish analogy is very good. You know, we've gone from hunters where we are hunting our customers to now we're fishermen. Good fishermen have strategy. Like, first of all, the most important thing is fish where the fish are at, and that's what social media allows you to do. In our case, we have the lure is these wonderful images of kitchens and even before and after. So that's what we use in our industry, and other industries have different, again, bait, fishing. But you're building trust. That's really back to our original comment, and that was, as complicated as this is, it's actually, we're really getting back to the basics, and it's who, know, like, and trust. People do business with, first they have to know who you are. Once they begin to like you, then they'll engage you. And this is, again, what I love about the social media and the Internet is that you can filter them out, and then they'll engage you offline with a complete appreciation and a value of who you do and what you do and who you do it for. And then, of course, the trust is the actual transaction. So, yeah.
Awesome. And I think what you're saying, Jim, is that this is an easier way to do that.
Oh, much easier. Like I said, we're so focused on fishing in the sea, and we forget about, at the end of the day, it's about catching fish, right, Jeff?
Sounds like you read chapter one of my book, Jim. Absolutely. I mean, that's right. I mean, now you're pushing my buttons.
I think the other thing that what I'm telling people is that it's really, they have to be very, very careful of where they receive their advice. Often the people that are giving them advice of what to do don't really understand their businesses, or they're referring to businesses that have a staff that can deliver all these things that need to be done. And it's kind of unfair, Jeff, if you think about it. If you're an entrepreneur or even a small business, you don't have a department that you can delegate all these activities to. So I think it's really been unfair that we go out and tell these businesses what to do with no strategy, or really impossible to deliver all these things, and that we have to start separating corporate business advice or direction from small businesses and entrepreneurs, often one or two small people. It is a completely different paradigm, and a lot of business owners are frustrated, overwhelmed, and confused because they don't understand there is a difference. I really do appreciate this opportunity and really value the work that you're doing, because when I read your book, it was clear you were passionate about this. You found some great examples, and you believe in this, and you know you're going to help businesses, particularly small businesses, make this a part of the business. But Jeff, I want to end on just one note, and that is that, again, we interact with hundreds of businesses throughout the month, but at the end of the day, probably the most satisfying thing is to see a dealer that, or a cabinet designer that was somewhat frantic and trying to do a lot of different things and not being very effective, kind of create a lifestyle that they always wanted. And it doesn't mean it's always about money. You see, once you have that, you create that line out the door of people that value what you do, you can adjust your customer load based on the lifestyle that you want to live. So maybe they only want to work 20 hours a week so they can spend time with their children or ride their horse or whatever other activities they want to do. What social media allows you to do is build that demand for your services. So not only do you get to pick and choose who you want to do business with, but more importantly, you get to build that dream that everybody wants. That's why they're entrepreneurs. That's why they're independent business people, because they wanted that flexibility, the opportunity to make more money, or the opportunity to create a lifestyle that fits what they ultimately want. So, you know, that to me, at the end of the day, is really what it's all about.
Really, really nice to hear you say that. Jim Grillet, where can people find out more about you if they would like to do so?
Yeah, it's cabinetbusinesssolutions.com, and we'll be posting that soon with a lot of information and some products that are directly related to this topic, Jeff.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right.